新书、旧书，知行英语与您分享一本好书的智慧点滴。
Self-rule, a cultural history of American democracy.
自治，美国民主的文化史。
精彩点评。
Why Ben launches into his historical corrective. He has three major themes about the history of democracy in this country.The first theme is based on his assertion that societies organize around the rules of who works for whom, and the beneficiaries protect those rules in the name of all that is good in this world and holy in the next. Wybe asserts that there have been two major changes in those rules in our history, and that those changes have createdthree major stages in our democratic history.
紧接着威布开始了他的历史矫正。关于美国民主的历史，他讨论了三个主题。第一个主题基于这个理论，社会形成的规则是谁为谁工作，受益人保护对这一代和下一代有利的规则。第23页，威布说，历史上这些规则有过两次主要变化，这两次变化使我们的民主分成三个主要阶段。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
Why Ben launches into his historical corrective.
紧接着威布开始了他的历史矫正。
He has three major themes about the history of democracy in this country.
关于美国民主的历史，他讨论了三个主题。
The first themeis based on his assertion that societies organize around the rules of who works for whom.
第一个主题基于这个理论，社会形成的规则是谁为谁工作。
And the beneficiaries protect those rules in the name of all that is good in this world and holy in the next.
受益人保护对这一代和下一代有利的规则。
Wybe assertsthat there have been two major changes in those rules in our history.
威布说，历史上这些规则有过两次主要变化。
And that those changes have created three major stages in our democratic history.
这两次变化使我们的民主分成三个主要阶段。
The second theme is that our democracy has two major components, the collective and individual, or, in another phrasing, popular self-government and individual self-determination. These components have sometimes worked with each other and sometimes against each other. The final theme is how the various institutions of democracy, for example, voting qualifications, have been used to tame or obstruct some of the excesses of democracy.
第二个主题是我们的民主有两个主要组成部分，集体和个人，或者说大众的自治和个人的自主。第九页，这两个组成部分有时候相互促进，有时候相互妨碍。第三个主题是各种民主制度，如投票资格，如何抑制或阻止了民主的过度发展。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
The second theme is that our democracy has two major components, the collective and individual.
第二个主题是我们的民主有两个主要组成部分，集体和个人。
Or, in another phrasing,popular self-government and individual self-determination.
或者说大众的自治和个人的自主。
These components have sometimes worked with each other and sometimes against each other.
这两个组成部分有时候相互促进，有时候相互妨碍。
The final theme is how the various institutions of democracy.
第三个主题是各种民主制度。
For example, voting qualifications have been used to tame or obstruct some of the excesses of democracy.
如投票资格如何抑制或阻止了民主的过度发展。
Wibe sees the major changes as occurring sometime around the 1820s and the 1930s. In the first case, we moved from a system that was still based on deference to elites in all aspects of our lives. We look to leaders in our churches, in our local communities, and on the national level to represent us.To act in our common interest. Many Americans arrived on these shores legally obligated to their employers. We were a nation of apprentices, indentured servants, and tenants.
威布认为主要变化发生在19世纪20年代和20世纪30年代的某个时间。第一个变化中，我们从等级制度变成精英制度。作为一个整体的民族，我们信任宗教领导人，信任地方社区，相信国家代表并维护我们的共同利益。很多美国人都是通过劳工移民成为合法的美国公民的。我们这个民族里充满了学徒、契约用工和佃户。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
Wibe sees the major changes as occurring sometime around the 1820s and the 1930s.
威布认为主要变化发生在19世纪20年代和20世纪30年代的某个时间。
In the first case, we moved from a system that was still based on deference to elites in all aspects of our lives.
第一个变化中，我们从等级制度变成精英制度。
We look to leaders in our churches, in our local communities, and on the national level to represent us, to act in our common interest.
作为一个整体的民族，我们信任宗教领导人，信任地方社区，相信国家代表并维护我们的共同利益。
Many Americans arrived on these shores legally obligated to their employers.
很多美国人都是通过劳工移民成为合法的美国公民的。
We were a nation of apprentices, indentured servants, and tenants.
我们这个民族里充满了学徒、契约用工和佃户。
Wibe's democratic changes began with the challenges to that form of work structure. Indentured servitude was challenged in the courts and lost. Apprenticeships began to disappear. After the War of 1812, the Native American no longer had any European power that helped them resist American incursion on their lands. We stole as much land from them.As we could, including large chunks of Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. The U.S. government then sold that land cheaply and in small parcels. As a result, by the 1850s, almost 90% of American farmers owned their own land. Such self-directed work was reflected in the political realm.The mandate broadened to include all white men, and those white men played the democratic citizen with a fervor throughout the 19th century that has not been matched since.
微布认为民主变化开始于工作结构的形式受到挑战时，契约用工制度被告上了法庭并输了官司，学徒制度也开始逐渐消失。1812年的战争结束后，欧洲人停止了帮助美洲原住民抵抗美国人侵占他们的土地，然后我们从原住民手里抢走了尽可能多的土地，包括阿拉巴马州、乔治亚州和佛罗里达。美国政府将这些土地分成小块并以低廉的价格卖出去，结果到19世纪50年代，几乎 90% 的美国农民都拥有了自己的土地。这种自我指导的工作在政治领域内得到体现，此授权后来扩大到所有的白人，这些白人成为整个19世纪民主的热烈拥护者，从那以后还没有人能与之相比。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
Wives' democratic changes began with the challenges to that form of work structure.
微布认为民主变化开始于工作结构的形式受到挑战时。
Indentured servitude was challenged in the courts and lost.
契约用工制度被告上了法庭并输了官司。
Apprenticeships began to disappear.
学徒制度也开始逐渐消失。
After the War of 1812, the Native American no longer had any European power that helped them resist American incursion on their lands.
1812年的战争结束后，欧洲人停止了帮助美洲原住民抵抗美国人侵占他们的土地。
We stole as much land from them as we could.
然后我们从原住民手里抢走了尽可能多的土地，
including large chunks of Alabama, Georgia, and Florida,
包括阿拉巴马州、乔治亚州和佛罗里达。
The U.S. government then sold that land cheaply and in small parcels.
美国政府将这些土地分成小块并以低廉的价格卖出去。
As a result, by the 1850s,Almost 90% of American farmers owned their own land.
结果到19世纪50年代，几乎 90% 的美国农民都拥有了自己的土地。
Such self-directed work was reflected in the political realm.
这种自我指导的工作在政治领域内得到体现。
The mandate broadened to include all white men.
此授权后来扩大到所有的白人。
And those white men played the democratic citizen with a fervor throughout the 19th century.
这些白人成为整个19世纪民主的热烈拥护者。
That has not been matched since.
从那以后还没有人能与之相比。
In some ways, this is the period of American history that Wybe sees as having been the most dramatic. The political power of the time was diffused, so there was little chance for effective corruption. White men exerted control locally and nationally. When the discussion broke down, we went to war. That is, the Civil War. But afterwards,After the brief interlude of Reconstruction, we went back to white men deciding within their own communities how to do things. Please do not read me or Wybe as saying this was a good thing. It is simply the way it was.
在某些方面，微布认为这是美国历史上最民主的一段时间。政治权力在此时是分散的。因此腐败几乎不可能，白人实现了从局部统治到全国统治。当谈判破裂，我们诉诸了武力，也就是南北战争。但是后来在短暂的重建之后，我们又回到了白人统治的社会。不要误会我或者微布，我们并没有说这是一件好事，我们只是在陈述客观事实。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
In some ways, this is the period of American history that Wibe sees as having been the most dramatic.
在某些方面，威布认为这是美国历史上最民主的一段时间。
The political power of the time was diffused.
政治权力在此时是分散的。
So there was little chance for effective corruption.
因此腐败几乎不可能。
White men exerted control locally and nationally.
白人实现了从局部统治到全国统治。
When the discussion broke down, we went to war.
当谈判破裂，我们诉诸了武力。
That is, the Civil War.
也就是南北战争。
But afterwards, after the brief interlude of reconstruction, we went back to white men.Deciding within their own communities how to do things.
但是后来，在短暂的重建之后，我们又回到了白人统治的社会。
Please do not read me or Wibe as saying this was a good thing. It is simply the way it was.
不要误会我或者威布，我们并没有说这是一件好事，我们只是在陈述客观事实。
现在我们再来听一次英文原文。
Wibe then launches into his historical corrective. He has three major themes about the history of democracy in this country. The first theme is based on his assertion that societies organize around the rules of who works for whom, and the beneficiaries protect those rules.In the name of all that is good in this world and holy in the next. Wibe asserts that there have been two major changes in those rules in our history, and that those changes have created three major stages in our democratic history. The second theme is that our democracy has two major components, the collective and individual, or, in another phrasing,popular self-government and individual self-determination. These components have sometimes worked with each other and sometimes against each other. The final theme is how the various institutions of democracy, for example, voting qualifications, have been used to tame or obstruct some of the excesses of democracy.Wibe sees the major changes as occurring sometime around the 1820s and the 1930s. In the first case, we moved from a system that was still based on deference to elites in all aspects of our lives. We look to leaders in our churches, in our local communities, and on the national level to represent us, to act in our common interest.Many Americans arrived on these shores legally obligated to their employers. We were a nation of apprentices, indentured servants, and tenants. Wibe's democratic changes began with the challenges to that form of work structure. Indentured servitude was challenged in the courts and lost. Apprenticeships began to disappear. After the War of 1812,The Native American no longer had any European power that helped them resist American incursion on their lands. We stole as much land from them as we could, including large chunks of Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. The U.S. government then sold that land cheaply and in small parcels. As a result, by the 1850s,Almost 90% of American farmers own their own land. Such self-directed work was reflected in the political realm. The mandate broadened to include all white men, and those white men played the democratic citizen with a fervor throughout the 19th century that has not been matched since. In some ways, this is the period of American historyThat Wibe sees as having been the most dramatic. The political power of the time was diffused, so there was little chance for effective corruption. White men exerted control locally and nationally. When the discussion broke down, we went to war. That is, the Civil War. But afterwards, after the brief interlude of Reconstruction, we went back to white men, deciding within their own communities how to do things. Please do not read me or Wibe as saying this was a good thing. It is simply the way it was.
听力课堂，听class.com。